USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A week after meeting with Democrats at the White House, President Trump is meeting with Republicans at the White House today. Kellyanne Conway tells Fox News they will be definitely talking about immigration.
Jared Kushner and others have been working assiduously for quite a while now on a big immigration package. Obviously, border security is top of mind for this president.
The Dow lost 473 points to close at 25,965 on news that higher tariffs on Chinese goods could take effect at midnight on Friday. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer is set to meet with Chinese officials later this week. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer of New York says the United States needs to hold its ground when it comes to tariffs and trade.
China will take advantage of us decade in, decade out, unless we're strong with them. That's what we have to do, and it will help America in the long run.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So, yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
In a developing situation, shots were fired at a school in Highland Ranch, Colorado on Tuesday. The school is on lockdown, and according to the Denver ABC affiliate, at least one victim and one suspect is down, and authorities are looking for two other suspects. FBI Director Christopher Wray is on Capitol Hill testifying. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
FBI Director Christopher Wray testifying this morning before a Senate Appropriations Subcommittee and answering questions regarding Attorney General Bill Barr's statement at a recent hearing that spying occurred on the Trump campaign during the 2016 election by the FBI.
The Attorney General is seeking to understand better the circumstances at the department and the FBI relating to how this investigation started, and we're working to help him.
Wray also told senators that election interference from other countries is still a serious threat. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Former Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach says the Department of Homeland Security must stop the madness of the expanded catch-and-release policy that has allowed more than 161,000 border crossers and illegal aliens to be released in the United States since December. Kobach also tells Fox News,
we just got news that April was another record month, recent record, of more than 100,000 people apprehended at the border. So we've had 2 months in a row with over 100,000, so they're continuing to come. There's no more bed space at the detention centers, so we have got to address this crisis, because what's happening is most of them are making fraudulent claims of asylum. They have no basis for it, but they claim it. And then they're being turned loose in the United States and said, come back in 6 years for your hearing. And in the meantime, we're giving out work permits to most of them. So we've got to stop giving out these permits, and food stamps, by the way. We've got to stop giving out the benefits, and we've got to stop turning people loose in the United States who probably have no basis for claiming asylum.
And as far as testing the DNA of families who turn themselves in at the border, Kobach believes...
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. We have seen many, many cases where it's discovered after the fact that either the coyotes put together this minor with this person who's an adult, or they came in, they conspired together when they left the home country. But yeah, there are all kinds of fraudulent claims, not only of asylum, but fraudulent claims that the minor belongs to some sort of family unit.
You can always find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.